about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Muppet Telethon. We have Muppets standing by to take your calls.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Who's coming down? Let's see who's coming down right now, Ruan. So I didn't mean to. Sorry to take your attention away. I don't know who's. Nobody. Okay. Back to Wants. Sorry, Wants. Bear with me for a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Man, these white folks is crazy. I think the CIA is controlling my thoughts.
No, we're not.
Oh, I guess they're not.
Choke on your lies!
And now...
What's wrong with the lowest common denominator? Hey! That's what this country was built on!
Our feature presentation.
Check, check. 1, 2, check.
Hello, 2, 2.
Check,
two.
1, 2.
Hello, hello.
Hotlanta.
3, 3, 3.
Check, 1, 2.
Hotlanta.
No, guys, I don't think we're on the air, so F this. I'm leaving.
Oh, wait. What? The amount of work that just got done in the last 30 seconds is a miracle.
Uh-huh. It's like a...
Because a minute ago, no broadcast.
None of this was happening. It's like the government shutdown goes on for 35 days, and then in 20 seconds they go, hey, I know how we can put people back to work. But you wait till the last possible second.
And it's fun to sit on Jensen's lap.
I mean, you guys are sharing a mic.
Yeah.
That's an
adorable couple, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, this has a real Santa Claus vibe.
Yeah.
All right, for folks who don't know, and God forbid there's somebody tuning into the show for the first time ever.
This is their first impression?
Yes. We are in Hotlanta.
Yes.
It's Atlanta.
There is a, it certainly is not
It's hot. Also not hot.
It's not hot today. It was, what was it, Jensen?
It was 24 when
24
we left the
we
hotel,
left the hotel, right. There is a professional sporting event championship happening in the city this weekend, apparently.
Yes, yes.
With sports franchises from the cities of Los Angeles and Boston.
Yes, oh, they okay. involves a pigskin
That's what
ball.
I mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd that Ooh. Big echo come from?
I don't know, but I like it.
Jensen's in an auditorium now.
Pigskin ball.
See, here's the thing. Jensen and I also don't have headphones, so we can't hear the echo.
You're missing the magic. So we decided, probably Dave, said, hey, guys, let's go to the place where the thing's happening. And we said, yeah, let's go do that. That'll be seamless. So first of all, our Uber driver had never been to Atlanta before. Am I wrong about that?
It was amazing. Also, maybe has never read a map. Because the you know, Waze is supposed to be very easy to follow a direction. Instead, he just ignored Waze and looked at me.
Judson has the most humorous effect just on his mic. I don't know how he's doing
I'm not sure either. It's
it's got, very weird.
It's got a good
And
reverb.
That's my great news.
So the Uber driver had never been to Atlanta, had never driven an Uber, I'm convinced. Certainly had never used a map.
He's never driven a car.
So we circled the city of Atlanta this morning for quite a while. So we get to the radio station, and God bless our sister station here, Mix 94.1. I guess we're down the hall from them here in Atlanta, the Entercom sister station. And apparently no one knows we're coming. Was that your impression?
It's like
absolutely. It was a huge surprise that we were, you know. So we had to go through an FBI background check. Who are you? Why are you at our building? What do you expect from us?
And that took a form of us just sitting in the lobby waiting for 35 minutes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So then progress. Then a guy comes out and says, Kevin and Bean Show, Los Angeles, broadcasting live. We'll find a studio for you. So we waited another 10 minutes. And then they bring us into a studio with, God bless this young man, who doesn't work here.
No. So every single question that we would ask.
Right.
Hey, can you, headphones? I don't work here.
Yeah.
Is there power? Don't work here.
Extension cord? I don't work here.
How about the internet, the Wi-Fi password?
Don't work here.
It was really weird when he was like, I was your Uber driver. Don't you remember? I walked in with you. That was odd to me.
All right. Chip says we are distorting. Everyone needs to come down a little bit.
Why don't you come down, Chip?
Okay, right? That's not the attitude. Allie might know that if she could hear, but she has
I can't hear you.
So we're in a room, and it's janky, which is kind of what you'd expect from the Kevin and Bean show. And we are technically on the air.
I mean,
from
we don't know.
Atlanta. We don't have audio. We can't play any audio or tape or anything like that. We are still working out some details behind the scenes. But
I'm going to say again, 45 seconds ago, nothing worked.
That's right.
We weren't going to be out here. So this is extreme progress.
I feel by Friday at 8 a.m., we are going to be firing on all cylinders.
Nailing it.
That's what I think.
Technically.
All right. What is the plan for today's Kevin Beach Show?
Well, I mean, we have a bunch of stuff here from Atlanta. We have Ashley Esqueda, who's going to talk to us about the FaceTime thing.
I understand there was a celebrity on Dave's plane. Was it on your plane, Dave?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And Muggs tried to take a picture of him, and it came out horrible. It was perfect of Muggs, but Baker was looking away.
We had a celeb, too, yeah.
Isaiah Washington.
I didn't know that.
Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
He was sitting about a seat away from you, Kevin.
Mm.
Yep. No, yes. No pun intended, but wasn't he blackballed at some point for gay stuff? For anti-gay stuff? From Hollywood?
Is that the guy? I think
Isaiah Washington.
I mean, yeah, okay. You should be sure before you put that out there.
No, it is the guy who said a slur.
Yeah. But they still let him on a plane. That's what this country has come to.
Well, they put him next to a known racist, Kevin Ryder. Right. So,
and apparently there was air drama. The marshals almost had to be called in. Allie had a deep conspiracy about peanut allergies. We're going to get into that later.
Yes.
Apparently, it was quite dramatic.
Well, between the peanut allergies and the guy next to me that had no problem farting the whole flight,
it was
a joy.
Allie, I'm sitting right here. You can say my name.
It was Jensen.
Also, sports betting. We're going to talk about today.
All right.
And we have a 65-foot TV.
That's incredible.
To give away?
Right.
That's a jumbotron.
How will we mail it?
Or 65 inches. We're not sure Dave knows the difference.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think it's 65 inches.
Foot does look like inches when you type it out, I guess.
Yes. And that's from TCL, who is sponsoring our trip here.
Well, it's America's fast-growing TV brand. Don't
correct.
Let me let you forget that ever.
It's so that's weird, though, for a guy to be lying about inches.
I'm right here, Allie. You can say my name.
I'm sorry.
All right, we'll take a break, and then we're going to try and come back with what's happening. I don't remember which one it is, Allie.
Oh, my God.
That was loud. That
Whoa.
Was super loud.
No, my ears have blood coming
out
of them.
I know, and I'm sterile as a result of that, just from hearing that, yeah. Hey, while Kevin adjusts the headphones, a reminder to listen to K-Rock all week long for Death Cab for Cutie. We're giving away tickets to see them August 11th at the Hollywood Bowl and win the grand prize drawing. See them in Sydney, which is in Australia. That includes a 3-night hotel stay, which is exactly the right amount of nights that you want to stay in Australia when you fly all the way there.
For sure.
And round-trip airfare, believe it or not, too. 9 a.m. this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Time for what's happening. Let's give this a try.
Let's give it a try, shall we? First of all, can I just say, never been more jealous of Jensen right now.
I have a headset mic. I look like Madonna on the Truth or Dare tour, and I'm thrilled.
See, you went Madonna. Some would go Britney Spears. Yeah. I went Time Life Judy.
Yeah.
I am so jealous. Is it bad that we finally got everything working, and I want to ask Christian if I can have one of those too?
Yeah.
Seriously,
it's yes,
awesome.
It's bad.
I do feel like I want to sell you something, and I'm a Nigerian telemarketer.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, I love it so very
much.
It's sketchy, and I dig it. But you know what I also love? Giving you guys something.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to see the movie Alita,
Yay!
Battle Angel? And not just are you seeing it early, because it comes out on February 14th. You are going to see the premiere of Alita Battle Angel. We don't have our drops up yet, everybody, in case you're wondering. How about a pair of passes to callers 10 through 14, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to get a pair of passes to the premiere of Alita Battle Angel at the Westwood Regency Theater on February 5th.
I love you.
Thank you, Doto. Sin. All right, guys, I'm going to try and scroll back and forth between stories because I don't have a printer just yet.
Okay.
So if all of a sudden there's weird silence, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, we'll try and fill it.
Is that cool? Because my screen has gone black twice.
Excellent.
This is working out good. So it's a tradition for the Super Bowl Halftime Show Act to hold a press conference on the Wednesday before the big day.
Right.
Today would be Wednesday, and Maroon 5 will not be doing it this year.
Maybe they won't make the game.
Isn't that sort of in their contract?
I think the
NFL are the ones that canceled it.
The NFL is the one that canceled it. They released a statement saying that the band's halftime show, quote, will speak for itself. Oh, NFL, what you're doing is you're not putting them up there so people can ask questions about, hey, did you feel any pressure to boycott? The NFL wants none of that, so they just canceled the press conference.
Which is exactly typical NFL behavior, is to bury your head in the sand rather than address important issues.
Absolutely.
They're usually so good at PR.
It's true.
But also in typical NFL behavior, they decided, let's just make a donation, and then people will just stop talking about it.
Right.
So the band, joined by the NFL and Interscope Records, plan to make a $500,000 contribution to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America just ahead of the performance. So there.
Just ahead of the performance.
Solved it.
What's the point of that?
What if, like, right before the performance, they're like, bring out the big check? Everyone's like, couldn't you have done this, you know, beforehand? It's just all very
during
weird.
A canceled press conference?
I feel like it was kind of a lose-lose for whoever agreed to do the halftime show this year. It was such a controversial.
Everybody was boycotting because of Colin Kaepernick.
Right, and turning it down. Other performers like Rihanna and people like that publicly turned it down. I don't know what Maroon 5 thought they had to gain by doing this. I really don't. They're already immensely popular. It's not like they need it. I don't know why they waded into these
I think
waters.
You get a huge boost from every Super Bowl. I think if there's any
reason,
it
iTunes,
has to be
everything,
that.
All their numbers this, shoot right
I
up.
Really genuinely feel this might be the first time that doesn't happen.
Really?
Really. Yeah. Because people will hear their music. It's part of it.
I just think this is going to be a huge backfire for them. Like, as far as social media, they're going to get destroyed.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So
I think
we'll see
right.
what happens sort of in the non-social media area.
By the way, we should be very careful. We are down the hall from Jan and Jerry on Mix 94.1.
Mm-hmm.
They're very big into Maroon 5.
I heard their Maroon 5 Meowie-Oki, was
yes.
it?
They were doing Maroon 5 Meowie-Oki this morning. So we got to be
1-800-520.
No.
Oh.
We got to be real careful what we say about Maroon 5 while we're in the building. That's what
wow.
I'm saying.
So it could be like a West Side Story type situation.
They I don't know what you mean, but sure.
Just snapping, and it's like a brawl between
oh, I see.
Two stations.
Yes. Yeah, Jeff and Jerry are going to take us down, whatever their names are. Yeah.
Now it's Jeff and Jerry.
I don't know their.
Poor, wasn't it Jenny?
It used to be Jenny, right?
Okay.
Listen, Tom and Jerry are going to kill us if we keep talking.
Remember when we found out that Pizza Hut had changed their name to Pizza Hut Hut, and we all kind of accepted it? Because
I got to tell you,
pretty awesome.
I respect it.
Well, they're back doing all sorts of stuff since they are now the official pizza sponsor of the NFL. They're taking their role very seriously. They announced yesterday that parents who welcome a new baby during the Super Bowl on Sunday should share a photo and exact time of birth on Twitter, tagging at Pizza Hut, hashtag Pizza Hut special delivery, and hashtag promotion. And then guess what? You're going to receive tickets to next year's Super Bowl as well as a free pizza. I feel like that's a lot of pressure. To get that baby out
right.
and then get all those hashtags and everything.
Let's induce labor. Let's go.
I just texted Danielle. I know we're only 15 weeks
very
early.
Very, very early.
There's a chance
early.
We could do it, right?
Yeah. I No.
No, I'm sure it's safe.
No.
I'll text
no.
the doctor, too.
No. Goodness gracious. All right, you guys, let's wrap it up. I think there's probably birthdays today. Look them up, lazy ass.
Right? What do you want from us?
That's what's happening.
All right, no one cursed from here. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Atlanta.
I thought the rules were different in Georgia. I thought anything went in Georgia. This is the Roy Moore state. I thought you could get away with anything here.
Turns out no.
We were talking about Maroon 5 and the halftime show a minute ago and our crushing disappointment with that selection because does Weird Al not perform anymore, first of all?
Bean has always said Weird Al would be the best halftime.
Would be the best halftime
He'd
show
be great.
Ever. He'd be fantastic.
He's the only one I would watch. I usually get up and go get food.
Yeah, but Weird Al, you definitely
sure.
want to see that.
Sure.
And I'd like to say, and I know there was a lot of pushback when Maroon 5 was named because of all the wide legacy of phenomenal music that comes out of Atlanta. I mean, give me Arrested Development or somebody.
I would love Arrested.
Give me TLC.
Give me TLC, Living Members.
Give me Outkast, whatever it is.
Give me Luda.
Tom Brady is old.
Right? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Atlanta at 6:53.
Good evening to you, too, and it is a little chilly here in Atlanta, Georgia, but the action is going to be hot on the field next Sunday, that is for sure.
It sure is,
Jeb. He's not wrong.
Great work, sir.
Oh, yeah, Chris and Sarah, it's about to go down.
It's about to go down. Allie is here with another look at what's happening here on this Wednesday, live from Hotlanta, you guys. Brought
Stop
to you by,
it. You can't pull it off.
Brought to you by TCL, America's fastest-growing TV brand. I don't even know if we've mentioned this in a while, but we're giving away a brand-new TCL 65-inch 4K smart TV next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
A little after 8.
I heard it was feet. No?
No, it's 65 inches. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
Allie, what's going on with you?
Can I just say, obviously, we're all disturbed by your Hotlanta.
Right.
What if we changed it up to something we could all agree on?
Okay. Oh, what you got?
Hotlanta. What? Football?
Oh, Pizza Hut.
No, just football. Hut.
Oh, Hutland. Oh, I
Hutlanta.
See. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's better than you trying hot.
Yeah.
It really is.
Here, go ahead and try it.
Hey, guys, here we are in Hotlanta.
I mean, you didn't try hard.
I think I ruin everything.
I mean,
by
agree.
By the way, Jensen, where are you with throwing down ATL? I've not expected some of that from you.
Well, number one, that was a sad yell of ATL. Little John just killed himself.
I felt like that's on brand for you as ATL.
No, I think I sound better with just ATL. We're here in the ATL, guys. Okay. Yeah, a little more natural.
Give it another go.
No, let's not.
No, just do ATL again.
ATL.
Oh, my God, I can't. Well, I know that this death really upset Bean and me as well, because this man's voice is, it's like butter. Grammy Award-winning R&B singer James Ingram passed away yesterday. He had a string of hits in the 80s and 90s. He passed away at the age of 66. I think most of us learned of his passing from his best friend, Debbie Allen, writing on Twitter, "I have lost my dearest friend and creative partner, James Ingram, to the celestial choir. He will always be cherished, loved, and remembered for his genius, his love of family, and his humanity. I am blessed to have been so close. We will forever speak his name." He had he was nominated
that's
for...
That's well said, by the way.
Absolutely.
Really well said.
He was nominated for 14 Grammys, 2 Academy Awards, and he performed songs. He wrote songs for people. Do you remember that hit, Baby Come to Me?
Yeah, with Patty Austin, number one record.
Yeah, number one. That was, I think, his first one in 1991.
By the way, he co-wrote PYT.
Yeah,
he
did.
Michael
Jackson song, yeah. Mm-hmm. James
no
Ingram.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I Don't Have a Heart.
That's right.
Is that a song, or you're just talking?
That's, she's just talking.
No, okay. Both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both. But perhaps his best-known song that maybe a young elementary school Allie used to call into Coast 103 and request this for love songs along the coast. And they're like, "Are you 8? Yes, I am. Is this one called Just Once?
Just once. Can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the magic last for more than just
Allie, were you sobbing every time this song
the age of 8, I was
you
like,
didn't even
I
know
feel
heartache yet.
Not even a little bit. But that's what his voice did. Just unbelievable. His Grammy wins were for 100 Ways. And then the duet, Yamo Be There with Michael McDonald in 1985.
I love Yamo Be There.
Let's hear a little of it, Bean.
I'm not going to. Wow, that sounds great, Bean. There you go.
I love grown man R&B. So good. Adult R&B.
Let's go out on the yacht later on today, Jensen.
Absolutely. I'll wear my boat shoes.
66. No cause of death listed, but TMZ is reporting that he had a very rare form of brain cancer.
Mm. Oh, man.
Which is very sad. 66 is way too young.
Way too young,
guys.
Yeah.
I don't like it. How are you guys with prank movies? You like a bad grandpa? You like a Borat?
Well, I think you know I love it.
I'm a, I think you know, a hard pass.
Okay. Jensen, break the tie.
Listen, I worked on one recently.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And
that's
I was called in for this one you're about to report on. It's one of my bread and butters.
Well, I think, I know that he's going to be even more out once I list one of the people involved in this movie. Mm-hmm. But it just makes us more in. So okay. Orion Pictures has set an October 25th release date for the new movie, Bad Trip. It is a hidden camera prank comedy starring Eric Andre.
Do we need all of that?
Yes, we do.
And Lil Rel Howery.
I like Lil Rel.
So?
But Eric Andre cancels out anybody else who's in the movie.
I knew it.
I love Eric Andre. Love him.
I know you do.
He's the pal. He's great.
It's going to be awesome.
He's the world's most annoying human.
He is so wonderful. And the fact that Bean gets so upset when he comes on delights me.
Here's the thing is that he senses the Bean people of the world.
Oh, sure.
And he just goes after them like a laser.
Poke. Yes. Absolutely. You make it too easy.
It's like he was put on this earth to cause misery.
To you.
Eric
to
Andre.
You.
To only to you.
To
because
almost everybody that comes into his
we all enjoy it.
I love Eric
Andre.
It.
Did you see what he did to people on his talk
Eric.
Show?
Yes.
AB.
Misery.
I would go
Allie,
on that show.
Me, Jensen. Thumbs up.
Well.
All three of us.
A lot of people are wrong about things.
Well said,
is my defense.
That is a great defense and well spoken.
So, Bad Trip follows two best friends on a cross-country road trip filled with inventive pranks as they pull a real-life audience into the mayhem. I'm in. October 25th, you guys. Bad Trip.
All right.
Bad
and directed
trip.
By Jeff Tremaine, I believe, right?
Oh, is that
guy
right?
From Jackass.
Jackass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or directed by someone else, produced by Jeff Tremaine.
Kitao Sakari.
Yeah, Kitao from it. The Eric Andre Show, yeah.
And produced by David Bernad and Ruben Fleischer.
Don't need all of that.
Well, he just asked.
He just wants to stop this story.
Just dead. Trying to be helpful.
R.I.P. Eric Andre.
Let's talk more about it, Allie.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like,
what do you think they're going to do?
Well, they're inventive pranks, so which means I feel like they're ones we haven't seen before.
I like it.
Right?
And involving people, the public.
Yes.
And
that's what's happening.
Involving the audience.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I love it.
Do you think
it.
One location, or they're going to go
probably
around?
Probably multiple. They're traveling the country.
Allie right? McKay, yeah. Out. So, back to you, K-Rock.
And Lil Rel, just to see him there
right?
with Eric Andre.
That's going
to
be so
more
good.
Like, more like chemistry. Big Rel for me.
Right?
Have a great weekend, everybody. Yes. We'll see you Monday.
It's going to be phenomenal. Hey, you guys, some birthdays for you. Jensen, are you the one that's real, like, anti-Phil Collins?
No, I love Phil Collins, the singer. Phil Collins, the actor, ruined the movie Hook.
Okay, that's where
this is a very specific complaint.
Yeah, I remember these tweets from years ago from you.
He's in the movie Hook.
Okay.
And he's such a bad actor in it.
Okay.
And also, you go, why is Phil Collins in this? He ruins an entire film in a 40-second cameo. Anyway, don't put him in your movies. And no one does anymore, by the way. So I'm right.
I mean, technically.
Why Phil Collins, Ellie?
It's his birthday. Happy,
oh.
Happy
well, that was
birthday.
Quite a tribute.
Says the guy who just pooped on Eric Andre for 15
right.
minutes.
Right.
Happy birthday, Wilmer Valderrama, Christian Bale.
When Eric Andre writes In the Air Tonight, I'll show a little respect, all right?
Coincidentally, this movie is In the Air Tonight, so you're going to be very excited.
Oh, I can't wait for that Trump song. And happy birthday, former Vice President Dick Cheney and actor Gene Hackman. And that's what's happening.
Yeah! Who's out? Who's out? We're going to bring this thing on, baby. Let's go.
I know we arrived in Atlanta late last night.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen a Rams fan yet. I'm sure when we go out today, we'll see a bunch of them, right?
Well, I would assume so. Because
Rams
we're going,
fans travel, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to Radio Row. We just got in last night.
Yeah,
we didn't
yeah,
have time.
Yeah.
I haven't even got my tickets for the game yet. So that's weird. Did you guys have
tickets
have a confirmation?
For the game yet?
Which game?
Puppy Bowl?
Sunday?
Puppy Bowl.
For the game. Sunday.
The big game?
Yeah.
That that Clash of the Titans? That big football?
For the,
yes.
For the trophy?
We're in Atlanta. Yes.
I don't think there was any talk of there being.
Why would we come here?
I was told. I wasn't told about any tickets.
I actually have a return flight Friday.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Were you led here under false pretenses?
Why would we come all this way and then not have tickets?
For the kids, Kevin. For the kids.
I don't care about the kids. I care about me.
That is actually true.
How do we not have tickets?
I don't know. They're not the easiest thing in the world to get. They're not the cheapest thing in the world to get.
Yeah, well, we got to Atlanta.
Yeah, but I'm wearing a headset microphone.
You
there
are,
is
that's
no
true.
Budget to what's going on here.
Exactly. We did. Excuse me. We did arrive last night.
You guys are kidding about the tickets, though, right?
No,
not at all.
No one's told us.
Check your return flight. I think it might be Friday as well.
So what? We're all
there's a Foo Fighters show Saturday night in Atlanta.
Well, you're gonna miss that.
You'll be home. You'll be home by then, but maybe friends will text you about
what's
it.
Maybe
happening?
Maybe it's streaming.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've heard the game's better on TV. That's what I've heard.
But we're here. We're here.
You can get home.
We're here where the game takes place.
Right, but you can get home in time to watch it on.
We're in the city where the game takes place.
I understand that. There were
why would I want to fly home to watch it on TV?
When they told you we were coming to Atlanta for the big game, you thought we were going to the big game?
Of course.
Oh, you're missing a total context.
Yeah. What? There's a whole other paragraph under that. You just stopped reading. Yeah.
You guys are kidding me.
It didn't say broadcast from the big game. It said broadcast about the big game.
Right, leading up to a couple of days.
Well, we can't broadcast from the game because it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But then the game is later.
Right.
And we're here in the city where the game's taking place.
Oh,
look,
no.
If you want to stay and...
How is that not the plan?
If you want to stay and figure out a way to, quote-unquote, earn those tickets... With your sweet mouth.
You've
seen
the Fire documentary, right?
I mean, by talking to people about how much they're charging.
Hey, I can earn a lot in Vaseline Alley.
He's a what?
Huh?
Why did you have to make it dirty?
Why did you have to bring
said
my,
in my mouth?
Into it?
Meaning that you would ask people to sell you tickets. All right, look, here's
this
the
is,
thing.
This is ridiculous.
Well, deal with it. We all made it to Atlanta in different ways. I came via camel, but you guys flew, and I understand there was a lot of excitement and drama on your flight from Los Angeles to the ATL.
I mean, at the beginning of the flight attendant said there is someone on the plane with peanut allergies, so we won't be serving peanuts.
And if you have any peanuts.
No, that wasn't at the first point.
Oh, okay.
So at this point, I went,
started to boo, and no one jumped in with me.
Well, because you're horrible.
That's a dick move, having a peanut allergy, by the way.
Right?
It really is.
And
don't
putting it on all of us.
Put it on all of us.
Right. Yeah.
But at that point, I was wondering, what if I have peanuts in my bag? Can I eat them? Sure, you're not going to serve them. So I tweeted, okay, there's somebody on the plane with a peanut allergy, but what if Bob in 3C and Jenny in 14D are dicks and they just start eating peanuts? Like, are they going to get in trouble? Like, how do we figure this out?
I think those people could literally die.
Yeah.
Well, that right? was my question.
And so, hold on a sec. Interesting question that you mm-hmm. propose. What if Bill and 3C did eat peanuts, it wafted down to the person with the allergy, and that person did get very sick or worse? Would Bill be liable for that if he's warned ahead of time, no peanuts?
At this point, we weren't warned ahead of time, no peanuts. Wow. We were told they wouldn't be serving them.
But so because then, of the person that has the allergy.
That's interesting.
So then when they did the service with the drinks and the free snacks, she said, we're going to begin our service right now. Just a reminder, there is someone with a peanut allergy on the plane, so please do not consume any peanuts. Like, basically saying, if you have them in your person. By the
Nobody.
Way...
Which sucked, because I was mid-throw of a cashew into my mouth when they said that.
Interesting.
And Allie slapped it away toward the person with the allergy.
Yeah, she Dikembe Mutombo'd it out of my mouth.
Not in my house. Guy next to me got the cheese plate,
mm-hmm.
cashews in it. I was what is happening on this flight? It was all just so bizarre.
That's weird.
But then people were tweeting me saying, oh, you have to tell the flight attendants ahead of time. They'll make an announcement, blah, blah, blah. But
you mean the person that has the allergies?
Yes.
Okay.
But then people were saying, well, the flight before had peanuts, so there's peanut residue on the plane. How do people with those severe allergies even travel?
That's very interesting.
Obviously, they have EpiPens with them, but there are people that can't even get any of, like, peanut oil. If it's on the seat, if it's on a tray, how do they deal with it?
Do you think peanut allergy guy mm-hmm. has tickets to the game?
Well, are you trying to get his tickets?
Well, I mean, if a guy next to you pulled out some peanuts, it may be available.
Kevin, that's not the attitude.
I'm just saying.
Look, I know we mock, but that would be a terrible allergy to go through life with, because it is it's real hard
Absolutely.
To not only avoid nuts in food, but it's real hard to avoid people who have had them mm-hmm. and eat them. Like you said, somebody brought it onto a plane not having any idea. That's pretty scary. What about Fart Man, though? I understand Fart Man was a thing.
I don't know if Fart Man was next to me, in front of me, behind me.
Oh, you couldn't identify the butt?
I couldn't identify where the output was coming from, but I could identify that this man had some real issues.
I was one row back to the right. Could it have been me?
Oh, well, you tell us.
It would have been powerful.
Tell people what it was.
It was fart smell for the whole flight.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the flight was about 4 hours.
And at points, it took on different tones.
Tones?
So I'm like, I'm sensing acidic. Like, it's like you put lemon over some raw meat.
Oh, I'm gagging.
At this point, it was awful.
You were identifying the smells?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
This has an amber tone to it.
Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable. And I felt bad for him. Or her, I don't know. But
I hope you felt worse for yourself.
Oh, she did.
I had my scarf over my nose. I mean, this is a schnoz.
Yeah.
A lot of smells are getting in there.
Yeah, you got a golden retriever nose.
Thank
I mean, if
you.
There's a smell on a plane, you're going to smell
you.
It.
It's better than golden retriever face.
I don't know. They're pretty cute.
Tell me, Dave, about you came on the poor people flight after ours. Tell me the excitement on your flight.
So, you know, our man Beer Mug is a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
So we see a line setting up to go in for comfort level, and we see Baker Mayfield.
Now, he is with the Browns?
He is the number one overall pick with the Cleveland Browns.
And he sort of turned it around for the team.
Yeah.
Heisman
they won,
winner.
Seven games or something.
Yeah, he's in line. They're about to go in, so the line is moving. Beer Mug runs over, taps him on the shoulder. Mind you, he has earbuds in, so he's listening to music, and takes a selfie with him. He's so proud of himself. He's walking over, walking back to us. He takes a look at the photo and goes, oh, man. Blurry, side angle. It's the worst photo ever. We'll post
anyone.
It. Yeah, it could have been anyone.
He took the picture, but then Baker Mayfield was moving forward in line, and he's like, he just turned away in my picture. I was like, what are you talking about?
He wasn't trying to get on a plane.
Right. He also clicked late. You can tell he clicked late.
He did, yeah. You can tell.
I want to see that photo so bad.
Yeah. Oh, there's video of it, too. There's video of him walking up and taking it. And
that's awesome.
Question about the hotel room. Do you guys mind if I ask you something?
No, not at all.
Can you close your drapes?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so I have an issue then.
No.
I mean, there's the...
I mean, I didn't, there's but the, I could.
There's the sheer curtain, which is closable. Not enough, right?
Closable.
Right, closable. Yes. Then there's another solid one behind it.
Not closable, then.
Closable.
Okay.
That's closable. The yellow panels on the side, not closable.
So no one should see me changing, is what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Right. No one should see you changing.
Yeah, that's an issue for me, then. I'll check in with the lobby.
Oh, no.
I have non-closable... The second cloth.
Oh,
I only have a sheer sheet. And
do you have to stand in the windsill to change?
Well, that's how I do it. So I usually like the security.
In the room are your tickets for the game? Did you find them on the counter?
No,
on the bed?
We have not been at any point told we were going to the big game.
Why are we here?
Okay, we're going to have to explain that to Kevin in the break. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, live from Hotlanta, where it is currently 31 degrees, by the way.
Hotlanta.
And our president tweeted this morning about global waming, which I thought was great. Global waming, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Bean, our Uber driver last night from the airport.
Yes.
First thing he said was, sure not Hotlanta.
He did say it.
I love it. It was super cold.
We have more on the big game. We got the TV to give away from TCL. We're going to talk to our friend Ashley Escada coming up next from CNET. Allie, I know you were the first person to get the Google alert on the problem with the Apple FaceTime.
Honestly, anytime I see the words Allie was right, I'm clicking on that tweet.
Seriously.
Right?
Guys, don't go away. FaceTime can watch you and listen to you even if you're not using it.
Yes.
If somebody calls you and you don't answer.
And you decline.
And you decline, they can see you. We'll find out how that happened and what they're doing about it. Ashley's next, coming up live from the ATL here on...
So I've got like 15 hours of video on Dave the King of Mexico from his FaceTime. Where do you think I can unload that?
I think I need to see what's on it before I know how much I'm going to pay for it.
14 and a half hours of it, just him yelling, go Clippers.
Clappers.
The reason...
But in his underwear.
Oh. The reason Kevin brings that up is a 14-year-old in Arizona... discovered the flaw in Apple's FaceTime app, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A 14-year-old.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Found a major security flaw in Apple's new iOS. Turns out you can listen to someone's iPhone or iPad without that person's approval. So they submitted a bug report to Apple support. By the way, why did the kid... If I'm 14 and I discover that, I don't tell anybody.
Well, especially because there's a market for that stuff. Basically, there's like a black market for hacks and bugs.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
They can sell them for hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars to different governments and cyber attack places.
They call it a zero day, right?
I'd sell it right now.
I mean, China would pay big money for something like that, right?
Yeah,
Russia?
Yeah.
Why did Kevin know that? They call it zero day.
I watch Cyber Wars, you guys. Come on.
We wanted to find out more about this and what this says about the larger state of online security. So who do we go to but our good friend Ashley Escada, who joins us from CNET.com. She is a senior editor there and the creator and host of Stream Economy. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are all of you?
We are good.
Well, we're in Hotlanta where it's 31 degrees here. We're polar vortexing it up.
That doesn't feel like Hotlanta. That's 31's
not bad.
Place.
Exactly. How are you and your unborn child?
Oh, we are good. We are good. I can't fit it any of my pants now, which is real sad.
Excellent. Same. Okay. All right. That is a very sexy update. All right. We love you, and we love coming to you when something like this breaks because you always know more about it than we do. True story, the way I presented it, that a 14-year-old consumer is the one who figured this out, not some expert?
Yes. And his mom, of all people, took the initiative and tried to get a hold of Apple about 10 days ago. She tweeted.
Parents, am I right?
Emailed. She went out of her way to try to get a hold of Apple and said, you know, I didn't really get anything back that seemed any kind of communication. And finally, it got out. So the news got out, and then it became very big news the day before Apple's earnings call.
So what was the bug specifically? If you call someone on FaceTime, what happens?
So the idea is, it has to do with group FaceTime, which is a feature on iOS 12. So if you have that available to you, this is where the problem lies. So if I were to FaceTime one of you, and then before you picked up the call, add my own phone number to the group FaceTime, it would automatically pick up as a conference call.
Genius.
So because my phone would
automatically pick up so that you could hear it when I hadn't answered yet.
Once I added myself to the group FaceTime call, I could then listen to audio before you picked up the call.
And if you didn't pick up the call, you can continue listening.
Is that true?
Yes.
In fact, it's even worse if you, if you didn't pick up the call, you could continue listening. If you decline the call with either the end call button or the power button, video was transmitted.
So yes. In some video cases, would pop up.
That seems like the opposite of the decline button.
It really is.
Anytime someone FaceTimes me, the first thing I say is like, oh, look who's FaceTiming me.
Right?
Like, that's what they'll hear.
That's right. Ashley, dumb question, because Apple has a million people who work in programming. How does something like this escape the experts that build the thing?
You know, it happens to just about every type of tech, right? So games, we see kind of game-breaking bugs make it live. And it's just a matter of QA not thinking of testing that particular thing, or sometimes it will be that maybe the OS, it may have been patched and then something broke in that group FaceTime code to allow that to happen.
Imagine that 14-year-old kid's surprise when he was doing that and trying to connect and then he could hear it. He must have just been freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. This is a real-life Black Mirror episode. So, Ashley, so I am stunned, even though it's only been a couple of days since this went public, that Apple has, they've already announced, obviously, hey, we're aware of it, we're working on it, but millions of people, I assume, did what we did, which is turn off our FaceTime, not use it at all. I'm stunned they haven't already come out with a patch.
That is actually very shocking to me as well. This seems like something that Apple would want to patch almost immediately, work around the clock to get that done, but they've simply disabled group FaceTime, and of course, all of the technology sites that you see, including CNET, are encouraging people to disable FaceTime until the bug has been patched. And it's still replicable in some situations. I've seen a couple of sites be able to continue to replicate it, even though group FaceTime is supposedly disabled. So
let me ask you a question. So if no one tries to FaceTime, group FaceTime me, I'm fine?
As far as you know.
No, that's what I'm asking Ashley.
As long as you don't receive an incoming like so-and-so would like to FaceTime, you should be fine. If you have it disabled, and for most iPhones, and this is on Mac as well. So this is a bug that is both on iOS devices and Mac. So if you FaceTime somebody on a computer, you're going to have the same problem. So
the fact that all of you were like, oh, okay, then I'm fine now. No, you're not fine. I have been saying this for years.
Just FYI, the only reason you feel fine is because Apple was alerted of a bug from a 14-year-old.
Yes.
That means there's tons of them out there and that they haven't been exposed.
Saying.
Yes. Every time, Ashley, there's a story about somebody, you know, hacking a baby monitor and, hey, I can see you. I mean, Allie's like, see, I told you, this is why I have tape on every camera in my life.
Amen.
Allie is really the only one who knows, truth be told.
I have one on my laptop.
And it pisses me off every night.
I'm sorry.
Ashley Escada on Twitter, at her name, cnet.com. Stream Economy is the show. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Bye, guys.
And we are live from Atlanta. Where we're going to be going to the game?
Break that to you. No tickets.
Because why would we be here?
No tickets included.
We're going to the game.
We're here for the buildup of the excitement of the competition.
Okay.
Our sponsor is TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. Less than an hour from right now, we'll give you a chance to win a brand new TCL 65-inch 6 Series 4K smart TV. They are beautiful.
We argued. We said, that's too much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. But we're
gonna go 40. And they were like, no, 65.
And I'm very excited. We're going to be debuting a new game. And you know, our success rate for new games. All right. We do have a caller on the line that we're going to go to in a minute who happens to be a Kevin and Bean fan who lives here in Atlanta. So we'll get some local perspective. But first, I have not seen this piece of tape yet, Kevin, but I saw a reference to a guy on the news last night, I think on Channel 2 LA, who did something that somebody always does ahead of the Super Bowl. Let's roll the tape.
This guy really has a reason to pull for LA big on Sunday. Kenneth Dunham, who lives in Arizona, got this. A tattoo on his arm that proclaims the Rams as Super Bowl champions this year.
All right, stop right there. So Rams Super Bowl champions 2019. He got that tattoo yesterday. Thoughts?
It never goes well for these people.
So incredibly dumb until they win.
Until they win.
Right.
I mean, is this a go big or go home situation where you understand that it could be an embarrassment for the rest of your life, but you're a baller if you believe in your team so much and they win it.
But what if, like, 5 years from now, who remembers Super Bowl 5 years ago? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, they won that year.
No, but if they, oh, I see. So just lie for the rest of your life.
Lie for the rest of your life, yeah.
Because this guy, I mean, again, I don't have any backstory on him. I assume he's a hardcore fan, you know what I mean? And this is something that he'll be happy about for the rest of his life. But if they lose, won't that silently break his heart every time he looks at his arm?
Yes.
Not only for his dumbass decision, but just for the pain of seeing a game where they lost.
It's Roman numerals, just add a one every season.
Oh, interesting.
All right, let's hear some more.
Brave.
Yeah, he says he is 100% sure the team is going to win.
When Gurley runs the ball 15-plus times, we're undefeated. When Aaron Donald gets a sack, we're undefeated. So, you know, I have complete faith in the Rams. We're going to win this game.
I don't know if that's an omen or not. We've done stories about that in the past.
He's optimistic. Yeah. You got to give it to him for that.
Yeah, that's a commitment.
But listen to them trying to be nice.
Yeah, right? Instead of saying, what a dumbass.
What a dumbass.
But haven't the Rams, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't follow football as closely as you guys do, haven't the Rams lost some games in the past?
Yes.
It's like it's never a guarantee
I mean,
you're going to win.
No, correct. It's not a guarantee, especially in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But they've never lost to the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
That did happen. All right, let's say hi to Kevin Amin listener Blake, who reached out on Twitter. He knew we were in Atlanta. He was, first of all, asking us about a meetup, which we are talking about maybe doing for our Georgia listeners sometime this week while we have.
Right.
And then I said, hey, Blake, why don't you join us on the program? Let's get a little feeling for what it's like being in a city that's hosting the Super Bowl. Blake, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. How are you, my friend?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. How did you, are you one of these people who moved from Southern California and just kept listening to the podcast, or did you discover some other way?
I lived in Southern California for the first 22 years of my life, and then moved around a little bit and been in Atlanta for the last 4 years.
And how do you like it here?
I really like it. Atlanta's really close to a lot of really cool places that you can drive to.
Magic
City! The music
scene
is great out here. The music scene.
I like that the first thing. I like that the first thing that you said was, "There's a lot of places you can drive to from here."
Right, you can leave Atlanta and go to some places that are awesome.
There are very good escape plans.
Blake, did you get that little twang to your voice in the last 4 years?
I pick it up a little bit here and there.
I would assume you would.
Saying,
I hear it, Blake.
Blake, I'm going to take Jensen to his first ever Waffle House meal while we are in town. Now, I have Waffle Houses all over the place where I live in Louisiana, but Jensen has never been to one in the South. So you recommend that experience?
100%.
Yeah, Waffle House is
I say you go as late as possible just to get the full Waffle House.
Well, that's the most likely way to get on World Star Hip Hop, right?
Yeah. We're looking for someone to pull someone's wig off, and then we'll film it.
Now, Blake, what did you think? People are always mixed. Like when the Olympics come to L.A., people are like, oh, I can't wait. I love it. And then there are other people like, it's not worth it. It's such a hassle. It's already crowded enough. You already live in a city with the busiest airport in the world. You expect another 150,000 people to come to Atlanta this weekend because of the big game. Were you happy to hear that Atlanta was hosting the game?
Not so much. Like you said, it's we already have enough traffic here. And I know a lot of people from my office are not coming into work on Friday to just avoid all the traffic in general. I think the stadium is really cool, so that'll be a fun thing to show off. But
hey, I have a question. Do you have tickets?
I do not.
Do you know if James Ingram had tickets?
That's a great callback. is.
That hurt, Jensen.
All right, one more thing, Blake, and you're very kind to come on.
I just want to wrap this up so far.
Yes.
The thing that we're going to do in Atlanta
is go to Waffle House.
Right.
Or drive
somewhere. Or drive out.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
All right. It's a good update.
That's not why we had Blake on to be the ambassador of tourism. I just wanted to find out about hosting the Super Bowl. And I also wanted to ask, because the Falcons are here, I imagine you already hate the Patriots because of that Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. And I imagine you are all rooting for the Rams because they beat the Saints, your arch rival in the conference, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody's LA in town.
Yeah, everyone is still feeling that 28-3 from a few years ago. So,
you'll never get over that.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, like that time the Seahawks didn't hand it off to Marshawn.
We don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into that.
I'm just saying there are some things you can't get past.
Blake, if we do work out a Kevin Bean meetup for our Hotlanta listeners, are you in?
Yes. 100%.
I thought he was going to be like, no way, I'm driving out of town tomorrow.
Blake, how do you feel about the way Bean says Hotlanta?
It honestly makes me cringe every time you say it.
Amen. Amen. Team Blake.
Stay with us.
All right, man. Thanks for jumping on. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Jensen, keep doing that. That's a great sound. Keep doing that with your headset. Man.
How did Paul Abdul do it?
K-Rock Wheels Up 2019, you guys, is still going on. Destination number 3 is Death Cab for Cutie in Sydney, Australia. You win tickets to see them at the Bowl August 11th, and then you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to see them in Australia, too. It's destination number 3 of the K-Rock Wheels Up 2019. That'll be happening in about an hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Atlanta. Ali is here with another look at what's happening.
Well, good morning. Obviously, we're all happy about the recently ended federal government shutdown, right?
For 3 weeks, yes.
Except it's kind of screwing up the whole TV schedule for us, you guys.
What does that mean?
Honestly. Well, the change in the date for the State of Union address is starting to have ripple effects on TV networks.
Oh, so they have to cover it?
They had all planned, we're not going to have the State of the Union, so this is going to be when we air this show.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
Why don't they just... Look, every channel doesn't carry the Oscars. Every channel doesn't carry the Super Bowl. Why don't they just get together and go, this year, Fox carries it. Next year, ABC carries it. The year after that, NBC carries it. There's no reason for every network to carry the State of the Union address. If people want to see it, they can see it on one of those channels. If they don't, they can watch their regularly scheduled shows.
Yeah, we need to know who the monster is on Masked Singer. I don't need to know what Trump is saying.
Agreed. No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Completely irrespective of this president, I'm just saying it's so dumb for all the channels in America to be carrying the same thing.
I feel like you hate America.
I don't.
That's why you want to change it this year.
That's not why
disgusting.
I'm saying it. It's just...
You hate
Then
America.
You tell me how it's screwing up the TV schedules and to prove my point.
Well, President Trump will now address both houses of Congress and a TV audience on Tuesday, February 5th.
That was not good for me.
It was initially supposed to be January 29th. So then they scrambled. They had changed everything. So the big four broadcast nets had made plans for the address on the 29th. And then when that fell by the wayside, they opted to air a mix of mostly repeats and specials in prime time rather than burn new episodes of their shows. So This Is Us has been pushed back.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting
That's
to.
What you're
it's
upset about.
Screwing us for This Is Us, you guys.
Thanks, Obama.
And,
well, I don't think
it's
okay.
not
I don't know how it
really
works.
Him. Right. Yeah. So that's the deal, you guys. Everything's going to be pushed back.
This is the worst thing Donald Trump has done.
I mean, if you love This Is Us, it also changes the scheduling for NBC's new drama, The Village, which was slated to take over the This Is Us time period. Mm. And then, oh my God, it means an extra week off in March and April for New Amsterdam.
Oh, whatever that is, I'm going to hate to miss it.
Right? New Amsterdam.
Come on, New Amsterdam is that one where they're going, we're going to be doctors, we're going to be crazy outlaws, and we're going to fix patients. What are they talking about?
What do other doctors do?
That's my question.
Well, this is a an interesting story. And of course, it's interesting because it involves Jeff Goldblum. He had some very specific people in mind for who should play him in a movie based on his life. He was overheard talking to Preservation Hall jazz band's leader, Ben Jaffe, at the Sundance Film Festival over the weekend. And he was joking about the stars that he'd cast to play himself.
Is there talk of a Jeff Goldblum movie?
I hadn't heard that either. Head.
Okay, because this seems premature otherwise.
In his head.
What
it's,
about
it's
Luda?
Like if you were trying to figure out who would play you in a movie, that's just what, you know, he
Brad
was
Pitt,
doing.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. But who do you think Jeff Goldblum picked?
That boy.
No. He did not ride a unicycle.
Goldblum.
Kato Kaelin.
Tough question.
You know. Count Smokula.
No, not Count Smokula.
Who'd he pick? I don't know how to even guess that.
Yeah.
Brad Garrett. Someone tall and awkward. I don't know.
That's my nightmare, that I have a movie made of my life and Brad Garrett plays me.
MC Hammer?
No. Not him. No, a little stretch.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
How did you know?
That's a great guess.
A turd tornado.
Nope. Here's the thing. He said it
fan
would be...
Fan Bing Bing.
Not Fan Bing Bing. No. It would be one of three people.
Is it someone that we should guess?
No.
Okay, no.
Is there a comedian on the list?
No.
Okay.
Well, one was the guy he was talking to, Preservation Hall Jazz Band's leader, Ben Jaffe.
He wants him to play?
He said it would be three people. Adam Driver, for obvious reasons. What would those obvious reasons be, Jeff?
Is he kidding?
I don't know.
Like, is he being funny?
Does Adam Driver sort of look like Jeff Goldblum looked at his age? You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Back when Jeff Goldblum was 40.
When he was in Annie Hall?
Yeah.
Very early, yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Funniest tweet I've ever seen about Adam Driver, and yes, that's a whole list of different tweets that I have in my head, but Adam Driver looks like if you ask somebody to draw Keanu Reeves from memory. Oh, that's delightful. I don't know who wrote it, but it made me laugh way back then.
All right, so Preservation Hall Jazz Guy.
It would be three people. Adam Driver, for obvious reasons.
Oh. Liquid Larry.
No, not Liquid
Larry.
Preservation Jazz Hall band leader.
Rat Scabies.
Nope.
Not Rat Scabies.
Pop music star Falco.
No.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Manilow.
Oh, I bet he's a fan of Low. Don't you think, Jeff Goldblum?
Of course.
Cool people? Oh, yeah.
Lou Vega.
No.
All right. I think we give up.
Tilda Swinton.
Well, she could play anybody.
She really
so
she really
once could. Again, it's Tilda Swinton, mm-hmm. Adam Driver, or Ben Jaffe.
Yes.
I have a pretty good feeling who leaked this story.
You think it's Ben?
Oh, yeah. Ben Jaffe looking for an acting career.
Oh, Jeff
Goldblum. He's delightful.
He's just
he is the best.
Right.
He's one of those on the list of people that I pray nothing bad ever comes out about because I believe in him so
really?
Much. I believe in his brand. Yes.
I thought we were being funny.
No, I think he's a national treasure.
He Jeff once Goldblum. Got in my car thinking it was an Uber and I was thrilled.
Wow.
Really?
I had a Prius at the time. Got in and I said, Jeff Goldblum, not an Uber. He got out.
Why wouldn't you just say, if you love him, why wouldn't you say, go where are you going?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I had to come
with you.
I've told the story on the air of when I was 14, 15 years old, uh-oh. And he started hitting on all of us.
I don't want to hear this. La, 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 la.
And I just thought there was something real creepy about this dude hitting on all of us little Catholic schoolgirls on our little tennis uniforms and everything. So I said to him, and I quote, do that thing at the end of the show where you make the muscle and go, duh, 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 duh. And he goes, who do you think I am? And I said, you're Bowser from Sha Na Na. And he was so bothered by that. And it made my life because I was like, take that, creepy.
And you killed his erection.
I'm not sure that's the point, Bean.
Just saying.
Well, so much for me idolizing Jeff Goldblum and hoping nothing bad ever came out about him. That didn't last long.
A lot of young girls are adorable in their little tennis outfits. He didn't know I was 15.
Okay. All right.
Hold that, please.
Some birthdays for you. This is something I didn't even catch the first time I did birthdays, but somebody on Twitter was like, that's kind of weird that Christian Bale and Dick Cheney have the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
It sure is.
Wow.
Because, of course, he plays him in the movie Vice. Dick Cheney plays Christian Bale, which is bizarre, right?
I don't think that's how it goes.
That's the opposite. Wilmer Valderrama, happy birthday. Phil Collins, Gene Hackman, and WWE's Becky Lynch.
My favorite. One of my faves.
I added it for you.
Thank you, the man.
Is she the one with the good hair? I can't keep them all straight. I don't.
File.
I did.
File.
But
he's saying Hotlanta. He's referencing Beyonce. He is urban Atlanta in the flesh.
B103!
That's what's happening.
We talked about winning a division.
Right.
We talked about getting the first round bye.
Right.
Winning a playoff game to get into the conference championship.
Right.
Winning the conference championship
mm-hmm.
to get to the Super Bowl.
Got mm-hmm. it.
We've been checking things off, and make no mistake about it. Got a lot of respect for the Patriots,
but
we're going there to get this last check.
Check, everybody.
There's a hunky Rams coach, Sean McVay, right there on the Kevin Bean Show, broadcasting live from Atlanta, brought to you by TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand, where you have a chance to win a brand new 4K 65-inch TV coming up in about 20 minutes from right now on K-Rock.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sean McVay.
McBay.
What?
McBay.
What do you mean?
McBay.
Why do you keep saying it?
Like
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
B-A-E.
Oh.
B-A-E, yeah.
B-A-E.
Wow.
I was. Wow. Have I got it wrong all
Come
these
on,
years?
Come on, Hotlanta.
Yeah, of all the people, to not understand right? urban slang,
right?
I got past
me. I know, right? Is he a married man?
No, he has been dating the same super hot chick for years. Yeah.
Because let's face it, he's got a fan club. He's got a fan club. And he is exactly, within a couple of months, half the age of Bill Belichick. Exactly half the age.
That's
33.
Funny.
66. Both have the same job this weekend.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's a lot of betting that goes on for this game and for all sports. And we wanted to talk about non-monetary bets. And we had talked before about a bet that included the Super Bowl where a woman bet anal on the outcome of the game.
This was our listeners, if I recall correctly, right?
Yes.
This was a guy who called up and said, here's what we have going on in the game.
Yep.
She wasn't volunteering. She wasn't crazy about it, but she was willing to put that on the line if her team lost.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get an update on that? Do we have that?
I don't know if we got an update on that or not.
Did he break his wife? Do we remember the details on that?
I don't remember the details, nor do we need to talk about him probably.
Have you guys, you must have made... non-monetary bets,
not
Kevin.
Not where I thought you were going with
that. You must have made non-monetary bets.
I don't think I do much. You just where you do something embarrassing to pay off? Not really.
Dave, how about you? You bet a lot. Do you ever do anything like that?
No.
No?
It's money.
It's all about the Skrilla. Jensen?
I'll pay dinners, but that's still money.
Yeah,
you know,
that's still money.
That,
yeah. So we're looking for non-monetary bets that you've made. Doesn't have to be about the Super Bowl. It can be about any kind of a sports bet. I was doing a little fishing around online looking for things that people have bet. Some of them are kind of lame, I think. Like this is a Packers-Niners bet. If the Packers win in this particular game that was coming up, I have to stay off social media for as long as the Packers stay in the playoffs. In other words, that was the damage, okay? If my team loses, I have to shave my head and eat my hair.
Oh
my God.
It's a real twist ending.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Was that an M. Night bet?
In our bet, we take a page from The Simpsons. The loser has to mow the winner's lawn in a dress. I don't know if that's something that was on The Simpsons or
that
not.
That seems less than cutting your hair off and eating
it. And eating it, right. So 1-800-520-1067. If you have at all been involved in a non-monetary sports bet, we want to hear about it. Here's one I think you can respect, Kevin. He has to sit next to the highway with a sign that says, I can fart in 3 octaves.
Okay. That's a weird one, but okay.
Also, I mean, it's a talent.
I mean, it is.
Well, I don't know that you could really do it. I think it's just the embarrassment of sitting out there.
Don't doubt him.
If I win the bet, he has to draw my team's logo on his forehead with a Sharpie and spend the whole day with it.
See, that's where I thought this was going to be going, which is tattoos. That's a more extreme version of that, where you get a tattoo for the other team or however.
Yeah, I do have a friend who had to get a hockey logo based on a bet he made.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why would anyone ever make a bet on a tattoo? Ever.
I've never done it.
We talked about that guy earlier today who's already gotten the Rams are Super Bowl champions tattoo. A fan in Arizona who's already done that. I just feel like that's the area where you are being careful. You know
what
I mean?
Well, I bet that girl to not get it was either me or her to get the Harry Styles on her face. Look at the press she got.
But something like drawing the team's logo on your forehead and having to walk around all day.
Sure.
And of course, we've heard of a million things where you have to show up in the other team's jersey for the day. I mean, that's even kind of the standard stuff that like mayors and governors do when their teams are in playoffs.
Right. Those are always lame, though, aren't they?
I think
mayors
so.
And governors.
And it's always like,
I'm going to send you a sub.
Or if like LA wins, I'll send you oranges. If Boston wins, I'll send you lobsters.
Yeah, those are lame.
If you win, I'll send you crabs.
Huh?
Huh?
I mean, and food, too.
Food, yeah.
Right. Sure. So 1-800-520-1067. Do we have phones?
Yeah, let's talk to Hector.
We can see phones.
Okay. On line one. Good morning, Hector. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
Hector, this is a miracle of modern engineering. We are currently in Atlanta, Georgia. Where are you, my friend?
I'm in Riverside, California.
And we're talking to each other as if we're in the same room.
This happens all the time.
Yes. Telephones are amazing. All right, what's the non-monetary sports bet you have for us?
So it wasn't NFL or hockey or anything like that. It was actually like a regular sport. I surf. So
wait, what sport?
We need to know what sport.
Yes.
What sport?
Surfing. My best friend actually had bet me to surf in a bikini, but like it was a very skimpy bikini. And us being men, you know, sometimes we don't all fit in the bikini.
Mm-hmm. So
I didn't end up. Yeah, we didn't get to. I didn't get to do an actual bet, so I lost. So I had to go into the DMV and actually do my legal signature as the Swag King, with the dollar sign on the swag. Yeah.
Wait, you changed your signature on my legal at the DMV?
Yeah, my at the DMV, like I signed as the Swag King on my legal ID.
I mean, does it kind of look like your signature so you can get away with it?
No, it straight up says the Swag King in regular writing. And then
and they accepted that? They were just like, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, she was just like, hey, is that your legal signature? And I said, yeah.
Well, I'm happy that our fight against the Taliban is working out.
You lost me after it was a real sport, not like football or hockey. That's where you lost me.
Surfing.
That was good.
All right. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your calls on non-monetary sports bets. I mean, this is the week to be talking about this.
Yeah,
and by the way, maybe there's somebody who's got one going on right now that they're sweating out for this weekend. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Ahead of Jimmy E! World, we're talking about non-monetary bets. We have Mary in Orange on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What do you have for us?
So Bears-Packers game. Big rivalry. Oh, I'm a sure. Bears fan. The dude I'm seeing is a Packers fan. Mm-hmm. I got really cocky about halftime and said, if the Bears lose, I will give you and
oral sex, I think, is the radio-friendly
yes,
term you're looking for. Oral sex.
I
like that she stumbled across three or four different ideas, though. Okay, so wait. So I have a question. In at one yeah. time, or could he break it up into, say, 10 years?
I think he understood that it was going to be broken up, that I wasn't trying to go for a marathon.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. So, in other words, 10 minutes here, 8 minutes there, 11 minutes there. That's
90 seconds there.
90 seconds. So, really, for a long time, you would be obligated if your team lost. And how did that bet end up?
The Bears lost.
Oh.
So many mic yep. checks.
That explains your speech impediment.
Oh. Yes,
thank
exactly,
you for the call, Mary.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, and we're talking about sports betting, mainly non-monetary bets.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Shannon in Mission Viejo.
Let me read a couple of texts first, real quick. Edgar from the 818. Kevin and Bean, I have to shave my hair if the Rams lose. Simple, straight up this weekend. I am scared AF because I love my hair.
Oh, very earnest.
Right?
Yeah.
714. My husband is a USC grad, and I'm a UCLA grad. How did they end up getting married? Right. That seems like... We bet on the dishes for a month on the rivalry game. Well, you should refer to our last caller, and you should up that bet a little bit. All right, who do you have?
Let's go to line 2, Shannon in Mission Viejo. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
You bet on what?
So for last season's Saints versus Patriots game towards the end, I bet with mm-hmm. my husband, he's a Saints fan, that if the Patriots won, I would get to wax his face.
Wow. How much facial hair does he have?
Well, he had a pretty good goatee going and a little bit in the beard area at the time because he didn't shave. But, yeah, he had a pretty good goatee going.
So, forgive my ignorance. I don't know anything about waxing. But if you wax it, then it's real hard for him to grow any hair back after that?
I don't think so.
No,
think
it comes hurts back. Really bad.
Oh, it hurts. You did it for the pain. That sounds
yes.
like the foundation of a great marriage.
Shannon, I would like to ask you one question, and that's how does your husband feel about the Saints Rams this year?
He was not very happy. He's still not very
okay.
happy.
Thank you, Shannon.
That marriage is not going to last, you guys.
All right, let's go to Melissa in Temecula, line 3. We're talking about non-monetary bets. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
What's going on?
So I went on a first date with a guy, and we went out mini golfing, and we decided to put a wager on it, and whoever would lose would have to wash the winner's vehicle in their bathing suit. So if I would have lost, I would have had to just wear board shorts and be topless and wash his car. Or when he lost, which he did, he washed my big-ass truck and my little bikini. And the best part about this is this picture's just resurfaced last week. I found them in an old hard drive, And this is 13 years ago.
If you were to send that to us, maybe we could post it?
I will, because it's funny, because I found a picture of me and I found a picture of him both in the same bikini and posted on Facebook and put who wore it better. And the funny thing is, he looks way better in it, which I'm okay with. You know, he's
backfired.
All tan and buff. And so
you know what? You don't feel like you have to send it to us. I mean, Kev was just saying, you know, if you wanted to, but you don't have to.
Imagine it.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. It's funny,
right? We appreciate the call. Thank you. 818, the principal at my junior high school bet the entire student body that if the Rams lose this weekend, she will come to school dressed in our school uniform and attend classes all day.
Oh, sweet.
Why is she betting against the Rams, by the way?
Let's go line 7 and talk to Webb in Tuscan. Hello, Webb.
Hey, how's it going?
Tuscan.
What is Tuscan?
It says Tuscan. Maybe it meant Tustin? I don't know.
Yes, Tuscan, you're on the air. Tuscan. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, okay. Non-monetary bet. What did you do?
My cousin's a Colorado Avalanche fan. I'm an LA Kings fan. In 2012, we made a bet whoever's team won the Stanley Cup first has to get the other team's logo tattooed on them.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
Now we're talking.
So the Kings, right? So he's walking around as an Avalanche fan with a Kings tattoo.
A very large one. I got to pick out the logo.
Did you get to pick where he
later,
put it?
So
did you get to pick where he put it on the body? On his eye?
Yes, he's thigh. Covered. Oh, thigh. So, thigh.
Oh, I got
you. Oh, thigh. Okay, that is very different. I would have a lot of respect for you if you talked about putting it on his eye. But still, what a great satisfaction for you to know that you forced him to walk around like that for the rest of his life. That's awesome.
It is great, and anytime we're out in public, I ask to see it.
All right.
That's pretty
strong. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. We have time for another?
Yeah, let's go to line 4 and Christina in Torrance. Good morning, Christina. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning.
This is an unusual bet. Tell us about it.
I have two now. My fiance just reminded me of the second one. The first one was him and his friends. They have their fantasy football league, and they thought of a really interesting losing bet for the team that lost for the last couple of years. They have to do 5 minutes of stand-up at an open mic night.
Oh, my
5 minutes
God,
of stand-up.
Boy.
Can you imagine?
My beehole just puckered.
That 5 minutes feels like 10 hours.
Yeah. Hey, and how about flying, huh? How about that?
Oh, my God. Did somebody have to do it?
Unfortunately, they all live really far. Like, they kind of are spread across the country, and they're waiting until, like, they can all get together because the first guy that lost was in New York. So they haven't been able to do it, but they keep holding. They remind him every time he's in town.
I would like to suggest that it's possible to do 5 minutes of stand-up and film it and send it to everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's no reason to wait until you're all together.
Don't wait, but that's amazing. All right, what's your other one? You said you had two.
They have like a side game, you know, every once in a while. They'll be like, oh, 15 wins, blah, blah, blah. This one guy was about to have a baby, and he picked the godfather of his son based on who won this game.
What a horrible thing to bet.
I know.
That's incredibly, that's insane.
You don't ever want to be the godfather, by the way.
Yeah, they were rooting to lose.
Yeah, you don't want to be the godfather. All right, well, good luck with that and whoever the kid ends up with. We appreciate the call. We appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. We are live from Atlanta today, Thursday, and Friday, as we have mentioned, courtesy of TCL, the fastest-growing TV brand in America, and there's a reason, because they are beautiful. We're giving away a TCL 65-inch 6-series 4K smart TV right now. In fact, every day this week, Thursday and Friday as well.
We're going to have to clear the lines. Everybody that's on hold, thank you for calling, but we have to clear the lines so that other people can call to win the TV.
1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a new game. The only thing you need to know about this is be a fan of TV.
Yeah, be a TV head.
Be a TV head. Call us right now. We'll give you a chance to win that brand new TCL TV next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Atlanta at 8:37.
ATL!
Stop trying.
Am I getting better at it at all?
No, you're not.
ATL!
You're like old Jeezy.
You guys, we wouldn't be here in Hotlanta if it weren't for our friends at TCL. We've been telling you they are America's fastest growing TV brand, and why not? A beautiful 65-inch 6 Series 4K smart TV for you right now with a game that we like to call The Season Is You.
We just want.
We picked the name of this game literally to force Omar to do that song.
Right. And now we regret it. Jensen, you are our host. Callers are on the line. How's this one go, my friend?
I know there are a lot of TV shows out there. There's technically too much TV. And I'm always surprised to find out how many seasons these shows have had. It's shocking.
Okay.
You see a billboard for something. You've never seen it before. And you go, that must be a new show. And you find out it's been on for 7 seasons.
Right, right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a television show. And you're going to tell me how many seasons it's been on air.
You have to be exactly right.
Exactly right.
And then you'll get put on hold. If you're the only person that does it, then you'll win.
Yeah.
In the TV.
All right. Fair enough. Who's up first?
Let's start with Katie in North Hollywood. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, Katie. How many seasons has the television show One Tree Hill been on the air? It's now off, but how much was it on?
I think like 9 seasons.
Yes!
Look at you!
That's amazing!
Congratulations.
Wow. We'll put you on hold. Thank you, Katie. I didn't think we were going to get anybody. Sal. Good morning, Sal.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Sal, I know this is a very popular show, but I'd like to know how long was Smallville on the air? How many seasons?
I want to say 9.
Very close. It was on for 10 seasons.
Wow.
Smallville, yeah.
And I thank you very much for the call, sir. And I always thought how funny that was because that was the, hey, he'll never turn into Superman. He'll never wear the suit.
Yeah.
Yet by time the show ended, he was like 35.
Yeah.
like at some point he was going to grow up and be old enough to be Superman, but they wouldn't do it on the show.
Yeah, he got into the game at the age 46. So
let's go to Alex in Cala Mesa. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Alex, how many seasons was Supernatural on for?
Oh, God. Oh. 5?
Close.
14 seasons.
Oh, 14!
14! Thank you, Alex.
By the way, doesn't that put it, Jensen, in the upper echelons of all TV shows ever?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about some of the biggest shows of all time, they didn't make it 14 seasons.
No, not at all. MASH didn't make it 14
seasons. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're playing a new game that we call The Season Is You.
And the season is...
And we're playing for a brand new TCL 65-inch television. Who's our next contestant?
Patrick in Lakewood. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How you doing?
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how about not including Good Morning, Miss Bliss or the college years, how many seasons was Saved by the Bell on the air?
Oh, my gosh. Saved by the Bell. I'm going to say...
He's Googling.
How about...
Number. You're going to have to say
yeah, give us a number.
7.
Googled and still got it wrong. 4.
All right.
4 seasons.
Now, that's one I would have thought was on a lot longer.
I agree. Because
it's never been
on way too long. It was on way too long.
Four seasons too long, Patrick.
Thank you for calling.
We just have one qualifying winner so far?
So far.
Just one.
Chip, let's go back up to line 4. I skipped Richard from Montebello on accident. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, guys.
This show is still on the air, so what season is General Hospital currently in?
Heard of it.
I'm 45, and I'm going to say that's been on the air for maybe 49 years.
That's 49 a great guess.
Seasons.
That's
very close. 56
49 seasons.
56.
56.
I'm hoping they end up closing that story.
56 seasons, you guys.
That's nuts.
All right, let's go to Cynthia in Long Beach. Good morning, Cynthia. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hello. Some people argue it's the greatest sitcom of all time. How many seasons was Seinfeld on the air for?
Seinfeld? Who watches Seinfeld?
Type, type, give us a number.
Type. The one with the typing.
9.
Okay. 9. We'll give it
that's
to
with an asterisk, by the way.
Asterisk.
You paid off the refs so that you could go to the big game. That's what happened.
The Barry Bonds of Kevin and Bean.
Wow, I'm ashamed.
All right, hold on, Cynthia. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more.
Let's go Frank in Santa Monica. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What to do?
What about Cynthia? What a bitch, right?
That was not fair.
I mean, she earned it.
What not a cheater.
We didn't say you couldn't
what
do
a
that.
Cheater. We didn't say.
We didn't say you can't use Google.
She's not a TV head if she had to Google Seinfeld.
That's true. She's not.
Let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, what'd it do?
Listen, I've only seen the billboards, but how many seasons was Pretty Little Liars on the air?
Oh, again.
I have no idea.
Are you typing with rocks?
Let's go 10.
Are you the Thing,
10?
The comic 10? Book character?
What's your answer?
I'm going to say 10.
Good.
And he was wrong.
Good. I'm glad you said it.
He clearly used Ask Jeeves. 7 seasons.
All right. So who are our people that are in the drawing?
We have Katie.
Uh-huh. Who's legit and good.
And then we have the cheater Cynthia.
Oh,
just those two.
Better be Katie.
It has
better
to go regular.
Katie. All right. Allie is actually doing a legitimate drawing. She has both on a piece of paper. And the winner is?
Legitimate Katie.
Yay!
Katie! Congrats, Katie.
It's a TCL 65-inch 6-series 4K smart TV featuring Roku TV and Dolby Vision HDR. Congratulations. Please enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show and playing The Season Is You.
And the season is you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Atlanta at 8:51.
Guys, this is just this is just really, really sad.
Mm-hmm. What's sad?
Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints, who you recall had a controversial loss in the NFC Championship game to not make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
They gave their end-of-season press conference today, and mm-hmm. he was asked what he did following the game. And he said he spent 3 days eating ice cream and watching Netflix.
Oh, my God. He's me.
He's you. He, for 3 days, lived your whole life.
Sweetie.
That is a really dark place to think about the coach being in, isn't it? With the lights down. He may not be watching and rooting on the Los Angeles Rams this weekend. Sean Payton may be the guy who won't be rooting for LA, but I just thought that was super funny that came out today. We are in town for the big game today, tomorrow, and Friday. Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening here on this Wednesday morning.
Before we get to what's happening, I would like to thank this gentleman on Twitter, Sick Imagery, that sent me this article. It's from the hard times. So it's not real. But here's the thing, and it needs to be addressed with the two of you in this room.
Okay.
Climatologists are blaming record low temperatures for the steep decline in year-round short sky populations. So he tweeted and said, I think Kevin's in trouble. Please, y'all, help him protect them legs. Can we discuss both you and Bean and your choices today? Bean, what say you?
I am embarrassed that I bent to the pressure of the climate.
You did.
I have a policy, a rough policy, that if it's under 25 degrees, I wear long pants.
And what was it today?
I'm a shorts guy year round.
Yes, you are.
Year round, I'm a shorts guy.
Yeah. When we got up, what was the temp?
It was 21.
It was 21.
21.
It was 21, and I looked at my phone and I said, "Well, I guess I'm wearing shorts." And I feel like an a-hole now because then I walked down to the lobby to ride over to the radio station this morning, and who shows up?
Oh no, you wore pants.
Yeah,
you
I'm wearing pants. Shorts. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm wearing long pants.
That's how used to shorts he is.
Yeah, because
I can't even say pants.
Long
so
pants.
I
right.
said to you, I said, "What are you doing? You look great." And you're like, "Ah, it's a policy under 25, whatever."
Who has a policy?
He does.
I need to live by rules, guys.
You stroll in your shorts.
Look, I saw that it was 21, but I saw that the high was 43. So that's fantastic.
So you're comfortable the whole rest of the day while I'm walking around like an a-hole.
Yeah, you're the a-hole.
Can I be the voice of reason and say that my threshold for shorts, 90.
Right.
90.
I'm with you.
And above shorts, 90, and below pants.
I do love that Bean feels like he's walking around like an a-hole.
He really does.
Because he's wearing pants in 40-degree weather.
I'm in a burka now. I swear to God, I feel like I'm walking around with a blanket on me.
Are wearing pants.
It's awful. By the way, how are Kevin's legs so white when he wears shorts every day?
It's just his skin.
It's blinding.
Yeah. It's almost transparent.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's like a gray pallor to him.
Well, you can almost see through them.
Yeah. I'm very uncomfortable in this getup.
His skin tone is mucus.
What?
And I wish I had brought a change of clothes. If we pass a place today selling shorts, I'm popping in.
Nope.
Oh, you think I bought it, I buy it. I break it, I buy it, right? Okay. All right, Allie, now that you got that lead story out of the way.
I mean, it's very important that we discuss that.
Sure.
So thank you so much. So you guys, you know it's a tradition for the Super Bowl halftime show to hold a press conference the Wednesday before the big game. But not this year. Maroon 5 will not be doing it. The NFL released a statement saying that the band's halftime show will speak for itself. No need for them to have a press conference.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
No need for them to sit up there and take questions.
Why is it different this year than all the other years?
Well, I believe it's because they might be asked about, a lot of people were saying that they're not going to do it. They're going to boycott it because of Colin Kaepernick. A lot of people didn't feel comfortable doing the halftime show. And I believe they probably didn't want them to have to answer those questions.
Sure. Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have asked, hey, Jensen Karp, K-Rock, Los Angeles, why are you awful? and then just stared at them.
And they're trying to avoid questions like that?
I believe so.
Thin skin.
I believe, yeah. But the band, joined by the NFL and Interscope Records, plan to make a $500,000 contribution to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America ahead of the performance, which is... That's a good chunk of change. That's good.
Do you think they had a discussion about doing it and thought there's a lot of downside doing it? But we do have one black guy in the band, so I think we can get away with it because it looks like we're all on the
and
same page.
And then they changed their mind and said, no, we can't.
Well, they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Doing the show.
Yeah. Guys, remember when we found out there might be a new Chucky series? Chucky,
yes.
The doll, red hair, freckle face, possessed doll?
Yep.
Sci-Fi bought it. They landed the rights to develop the series based on Chucky, you guys. And it's going to be executive produced by Don Mancini. He wrote all 7 films. You heard me right. 7
He wrote all of them.
Films.
Wow.
Yes, he wrote all 7. And then David Kirshner, who produced all of the films, is going to be involved too. So it's vintage Chucky, you guys. We're getting real deal Holyfield Chucky.
Am I
the only one pumped?
No,
okay,
I'm
you're,
in.
You're stoked.
I'm in. I love that.
He's a ginger. He's a ginger.
There's also a movie coming out. A Child's Play reboot.
Just I love you know, all of it.
A lot of Child's Play going on.
There should be a lot of Child's Play. Because, I mean, he was a doll that was possessed and would hack people.
Yeah, it was best.
Right. Who doesn't love that? Guys, if you see Gwyneth Paltrow on the slopes... Get out of her way.
Is she bad?
This is according to Terry Sanderson. He's a doctor that is suing her for allegedly injuring him when she crashed into him skiing in Utah in 2016. Here is the quote from the court documents. Gwyneth Paltrow skied out of control and hit the back of Terry Sanderson, another skier, who was downhill, knocking him down hard, knocking him out, and causing brain injury, 4 broken ribs, and other serious injuries. Paltrow got up, turned, and skied away, leaving Sanderson stunned, lying
guilty,
in
guilty,
the snow.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Seriously injured.
If it's not a multimillionaire that hits him on the slopes, is he suing?
No, it happens.
No,
and no it happens. But right. It's a dick move to leave.
And could it just have been some other blonde lady, and he's like, listen, I have a head injury. Look like Gwyneth Paltrow to me.
Yeah.
How do you prove it was Gwyneth Paltrow?
Can I sue her for goop?
I think people did sue for, you know, the different eggs that you put up your hoo-ha that
right.
turned out not to.
Can I sue her for that movie she did with Huey Lewis?
Oh, when they sang?
Duets?
The karaoke movie,
oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's upsetting.
That is another way of saying guilty.
I just wonder, how do you prove
I don't think
A,
you can.
Her,
well, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think you can. I think that there would be corroborating witnesses that she was there at mm-hmm. that time. There would be.
But still, that doesn't prove
doesn't
that
mean
she
was
hit him.
On the slopes and hit him, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, if she skied off, I don't know how you'd prove it unless there's video, which is unlikely, out on a ski slope.
I never understood that Sonny Bono sued that tree.
That got too soon.
Too soon, Jensen.
Honest, we have a lot of skiers in the audience listening. Very, and trees.
And trees.
I appreciate it.
Trees. Thank you.
I liked it.
Some birthdays for you. Christian Bale, Wilmer Valderrama, Phil Collins, Gene Hackman, WWE's Becky Lynch, and the man that Christian Bale played in the movie Vice, Dick Cheney. I saw Vice, and I was waiting for Adam McKay just to plop that in anywhere in the movie. Also, plop. It's a disgusting
word. That is
word.
A weird word.
It isn't in the movie. And I wonder if he just didn't have rights. Like, what happened?
I think they could have replayed it.
I think so.
Jensen, what's that audio you have over there?
Oh.
Nope.
Hi, this is Sonny Bono.
Nope.
With
oh, come on.
You guys.
That tree got away
with
murder.
Why do some people tune out?
Great question, sir.
Away with murder.
Honestly.
Sue that tree.
I love it.
Disgusted. That's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:05.
I don't think we talked about it at the time. There was a there's a bridezilla whose requests for her wedding party's outfits went viral.
Okay.
A few months ago. Hey, everyone, who's ready for Hawaii 2019 in anticipation of the wedding? And believe me, I know it's a long way, but I would still like to announce the dress code. I am giving you a long notice of a year and a half so that you have time to find and pick out something nice. The dress code is very specific because it will be used to create an incredible visual effect. If done right, it will make our synchronized dancing along the beach really pop.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not the worst part.
It's not the worst part.
What?
So she goes on and she lays out a dress code for everyone involved in the wedding party, including the children, by the way, who have to be dressed in red from head to toe. Remember, the kids will form the shape of a heart, so it needs to be true red, not blood orange or some S. She also separates the outfits that she is requiring by weight. So women 100 to 160 pounds have to wear a green velvet sweater with orange suede pants, Louboutin, is that how you pronounce it, Ellie? Louboutin heels, the famous red-heeled shoes. When we spin and lift our feet, the effect will amaze you, and a Burberry scarf. And then it just goes on to list all of what everybody has to wear.
I'm immediately calling in sick to that wedding. How long, a year and a half?
Yeah.
I'm really going to be sick that month.
You're
sorry,
sick
I can't
now,
make it. Additionally, we will require that you wear formal attire after the dancing has ended. Have you ever heard this before? Please bring a change of clothing.
What?
Remember, the venue is extremely upscale, and we want to be looking our absolute best, ladies and gents. So please, if you look like trash, so will we.
Oh, man.
And here's the part that really made it go viral. And by the way, as you'll soon learn, it was one of her bridesmaids that put this up to mock the wedding of the woman that she was in the wedding party.
Well done.
Good. All jokes aside, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000.
What?
She put a dollar limit on it?
Why not? She put a weight limit on it. Includes jewelry, accessories, makeup, and hair. Remember, ladies and gents, this wedding is 24K theme for a reason. You have a year and a half, so get working. No excuses. Mwah. All right. So that was then. Now, as I mentioned, the bridesmaid leaked that onto the internet and went viral. So what did Bridezilla decide to do? She decided to polygraph the members of her wedding party.
Oh, my God.
To find the snitch.
I love her so much.
Oh, many of y'all, well, then you should marry her,
what,
Kevin. There may still be time. Many of y'all have been asking how Saturday's polygraph party went. It was fantastic. Attendance was 100%. The $99 polygraph machine from Amazon was a bit essy, but it did the job. I asked y'all simple questions such as, did you leak my dress code to the internet, and do you secretly hate me?
God.
Which I think is a question you want to be asking the people who are standing up for you at your wedding. Friends, it is with only the deepest joy that I can announce the identification of the snitch. My former friend Stephanie was immediately removed from my property.
Oh, Stephanie, 2020.
She's the lucky one, right?
Yes. She could. I hope all the other members of the wedding party walk out in support of Stephanie, and this lady has no one at her wedding. She confessed to leaking my post and ridiculing me online. My original dress code has gone viral because of her, and the outside world will never effing understand, thanks to Stephanie. Good riddance. Now the Hawaii 2019 wedding can go on.
Unreal.
Wow.
She's a sociopath and a bitch.
Wow.
Do you think it's real?
I do.
Yes.
Really?
I do.
It's not, because there's been TV shows about these people, it's not that hard to believe that Bridezillas go so far over the top, and maybe even 5 years later they go, what was I thinking?
But you're saying this woman is so awful, you can't believe it's real.
Yes.
I agree.
You think it's exaggerated?
I think it's real.
Oh, well, I think it's absolutely real.
I wish it wasn't.
By the way, she did do a dress code update with the polygraph results. Please submit photos of your synchronized dancing outfits no later than 1 month from now. I will be telling each and every one of you what is wrong and how to improve it.
What? No. No.
So, you don't buy it? Because
the double
of that?
Down? No. The double down?
Everything. Polygraph from. First of all, if she's got this much money, she's not getting a $99 polygraph test.
You think she's hiring a dude to come in and do it for reals?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because she's 24K, B.
Yeah,
she is 24K.
I call BS on this whole thing.
Interesting. $99,
really?
That's a good one.
I think she's absolutely real. I really do. Have you met a bride?
I have.
I mean, I don't think you could say a bride, because most brides aren't that.
Yeah, I've also met bridesmaids that would put her in her place immediately.
Team Stephanie.
Yeah, 10 friends would not put up with that crap.
Mm-hmm. And they may not, by the way, but...
Yeah.
But for our own enjoyment, we want it to
totally
be real,
right?
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah, we need content.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
When he says players play, do you think he's talking about us?
That is us. That's clearly us.
What do you do down there in Hotlanta?
Well, we're doing a radio show, sir.
We are broadcasting live for this week in honor of a certain
NFL, can I say NFL?
Yeah, no.
A certain professional sports team that is in a big game that's happening one day this weekend. Not going to narrow it down any more than that. We are here courtesy of our friends at TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand, where we remind you we have another 65-incher to give away tomorrow on the show, plus lots of guests we'll tell you about. First, Allie's here with our final look at what's happening.
A lot of people don't know why we can't say it, and it's because we don't own the sponsorship rights to say it.
Yes.
We're not just being, you know...
Cagey. Yeah, the league that plays that particular sport is very particular about selling sponsorships to the event.
And they're very litigious.
Yes, they are. Not only that, they will sue you if you go out and get out of line. So that's why we're being very, very careful.
Like, during the Olympics, you can't say the Olympics because NBC owns those rights.
Exactly.
I can say it now, though.
Right?
Right? The Olympics.
We are in Atlanta for the Olympics.
Yes.
We're very excited to be broadcasting from here.
There you go.
By the way, Kevin, at some point it might be fun, if we have time, and I know we have a very busy schedule, to revisit the fun you and Jimmy Kimmel had when you were in Atlanta for the Olympics.
I'm not sure that
because
needs to happen.
There was eternal shame on your behavior.
I don't feel
you were an ugly American before there was such a thing.
I've been embarrassed about a lot of things in my life. That's one of the worst.
So maybe we'll get into that tomorrow,
too. I don't think we need to.
The guy was trying to help people. Right? Some
D-bag
shows up on their lawn.
Was Kevin just following orders? Is that what you're saying here? I've heard that before.
That is not a story I'm proud of. And we're not going to talk about it tomorrow. Okay, good.
Friday?
sure, Friday.
So this is a movie that everyone in the room that isn't named Bean is super pumped about. It is a hidden camera prank comedy starring Eric Andre and Lil Rel.
Look at that. We look at the time.
We got plenty of time. It is a movie called Bad Trip. It's going to be out on October 25th. Like I said, Eric Andre and Lil Rel Howery. Bad Trip is going to follow two best friends on a cross-country road trip. Time for
another guest. We don't have another guest.
Filled with inventive pranks as they pull a real-life audience into the mayhem. It's like Bad Grandpa, Borat, all of them combined, but with Eric Andre and Lil Rel.
In.
I'm also in.
We're all in. Bean, I don't know why your dislike for Eric Andre.
He hates fun.
I just want to say up front, this is a total waste of time.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait for this movie. October 25th, Bad Trip. I can't wait.
In.
Sounds like we'll be hanging out.
I don't know if I could be more in.
Right?
Like, I'm so in, I'm like, how do I get out? I don't know.
I don't know if you could be more of a moron. Boom!
He stood on his chair.
He's raising his hands in victory.
Why am I by myself? Because that wasn't a boom moment. Why am I the only one doing this?
Wow.
I thought I lowered the boom
more
on
like
that.
More like a firecracker crack. Like it wasn't even a boom.
I thought that was a mic drop. Nothing?
No. It was not. No.
You guys, real sad news yesterday for people of a certain age. I'm talking about Dave. Saying, I didn't even know who Marvin Ingram was. Okay, well, mostly because his name is James Ingram. Grammy award-winning R&B singer James Ingram passed away yesterday at the age of 66. This is a man nominated for 14 Grammys, 2 Academy Awards, wrote songs like, which one should we start with? Because I should have told Chip this ahead of time.
He co-wrote PYT for Michael Jackson, big Thriller hit.
Let's hear a little bit of Just Once.
Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right?
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, Dave is shaking his head, never heard that.
No, doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, what about a
now, hold
song?
On, before you move on, you may know this, Allie, you may be more of an Ingram file than I am, but I heard that James Ingram never planned on being a professional singer. He was a demo singer and a background singer.
And he sent it to Quincy Jones, and he's like, who's this dude singing?
He did the demo for Just Once. Quincy Jones heard it and said, that's the guy who needs to sing the records. You know,
No kidding.
I'm not going to shop this around to other artists. Hire that dude.
Yeah.
And then he also gave him 100 Ways from the same album, and of course, the next thing you know, he's got a huge career.
Absolutely. What about the next song that we're going to hear, Baby Come to Me? Let's see if Dave knows this one.
Baby, come to me.
Thumbs up from Dave.
This is the song that I said, I bet your mom got down to this song.
These are all bops, by the way.
Yes, all bops.
I bet Dave was conceived of that song.
Right. Oh, yeah. And of course, Somewhere Out There, we don't have that song, but Somewhere Out There from American Tale.
Jensen will sing it for us. He's got a little Muppet voice.
Somewhere out there, my dreams.
Beneath the pale moonlight.
Beneath the pale moonlight.
Someone's thinking of me.
Someone's thinking of me. Hold.
Loving me.
Loving me tonight.
Why is Ellie doing ASMR?
But I would think Jensen would know the words of a song by a guy named Fievel.
No, I am a Fievel. No.
I think you're more of an Adel.
Thank you. I knew the tune.
Right. Okay. Roughly.
He was a terrific artist, and he died too young.
Absolutely. Yeah, at the age of 66. TMZ is saying that he passed away of brain cancer, but 66. Good Lord. Such talent. Such talent, you guys.
We still got Peebo Bryson?
He's still alive.
I believe he's
doing okay.
He's holding up the torch.
You guys, we talk a lot about what millennials have killed, and we all hate these stories.
Every story that starts with millennials, I'm out.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
It's everything.
Things just go away, and you can't blame a whole age group for people not buying this product anymore, especially when it's Harley Davidson's.
Oh, I thought they killed James Ingram.
Oh.
No, I don't.
That's sad. Okay. So CNBC reports that the average Harley Davidson consumer is a married man in his early 50s with a household income of $90,000 or higher.
Yeah, it's the divorced dad demo.
This just in, a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old isn't like, you know what I need right now? A Harley.
But isn't that the point of the article saying?
That's the point.
Young people aren't buying Harleys anymore.
But I don't think they ever
did. But they never did is the point with the average person in his early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that group ages out, and then do you think millennials are like, oh, you know what I need right now? A Harley. We'll know in 20 more years when they're 50.
Yeah, it's the same time they buy a leather couch. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like, man. Just bummer time.
And
it's
right? Convertible.
Daddy got an apartment in Encino. Yes. He's got to get a leather couch.
I have
an air fryer.
I have a new neighbor across the street, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to say I watched him move in. Because it was a whole situation. You could tell he was newly divorced. He had his two young sons with him. And I have recently seen a lot of women in and out of that house.
Go on.
That he walks out to the street, does the little smooch into the car as they get in. And then he walks out, sits on his stoop, and calls another chick.
Whoa.
Dad is living his life, you guys. I am so into watching this guy. I'm thinking of me.
Have you gone across the street?
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Dad'll buy you anything you guys want. It's daddy's time now.
Right?
You guys want a new Nintendo Switch? I'll get you two.
Why is it always a leather couch, too?
It's just a thing.
Always.
Yeah.
Ooh. Clean that. Some birthdays for you. Do you guys like Gene Hackman?
Yeah. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. I'm very sad he retired about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
He no longer appears as an actor.
He was in 200 movies. What do you want from him?
He was great in all of them.
I agree.
He's really great missing out on this whole Star Wars thing, you know? He should be in there.
Yeah, Get Shorty, The Birdcage, Royal Tenenbaums, Runaway Jury,
Sneakers.
French Connection.
Sneakers is great.
Sneakers.
Underappreciated.
Wonderful. Phil Collins, who...
ruined Hook.
Still,
he ruined the movie Hook.
I mean,
get a real actor. You don't need Phil Collins.
But who cares who ruined Hook?
Who saw Hook?
Beloved Peter Pan. It's a story children love. And Phil Collins walked in and in 40 seconds ruined the entire film.
Right. I'm sorry. I watched it, but I fell asleep.
Thank you, Phil.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Pez.
Fez. I love that you say Pez. It makes me laugh. Christian Bale. And, of course, who Christian Bale played in Vice. It's his birthday, too. Dick Cheney. And the man, WWE's Becky Lynch.
Yep.
She rolls pretty hard.
Yeah.
You guys ready to get some Waffle House?
I sure am.
Let's do this. That's what's happening.
All right. If you missed any part of today's Kevin and Bean show, you can get the entire thing on Kevin and Bean's podcast at krock.com or radio.com. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
We got to get up on this because it's Thursday with Jensen, who has...
Yeah, I got a guest coming in.
A guest coming in here.
Very fun, yeah.
From the NFL Network, Rich Eisen on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
We will talk about how to make money with RJ Bell, who will also be here.
What do you do down there in Hotlanta?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew on Thursdays.
Oh, nice.
And another TCL 65-inch TV giveaway.
That's how we do.
And we're going to be doing all sorts of content on our social medias, right? At Kevin and Bean on Instagram, at Kevin and Bean on Twitter. We're going to be running around Atlanta.
There you go. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.